the world full of sin. Temptation assails us without and within, but still we should strive to be good one and all. Say, get thee behind me when tempted to fall. I met an old friend yesterday in the street. He said, have a drink, it's not often we meet. So I went in a drinking saloon, and I just had a small whiskey hop. Then my turn came to pay, I walked out and said, tempt me not. I joined a theatrical club, by the way, thought that I'd raise the tone of the play. The piece it was called, I'd forgotten the name. Oh, I remember, The Girl Without Shame. I was the hero, most fearless and brave, and I had to rescue a girl from a cave. So I entered the cave full of hope, but the sight that I saw, oh great Scott, she was dressed up in seaweed. I said, save yourself, tempt me not. I don't know whether I ought to tell you this one. I don't want you to go away with the wrong impression about me. I should hate to think that you'd imagine that I'm a blasé roué or those sort of people, but you know, I don't know what's come over me lately. I'm sure I'm getting that sort of, I don't know whether it's this hot summer we've had has had some effect on me, but you know, lately I wake up in the mornings feeling that strong. I can bite a grape, yes, and crack it. And of course, I don't think I ought to tell you this, but whatever induced me last night, I don't know, but when my landlady opened the door to me, I touched her hand. Oh, I'm getting awful. You know, I'm getting so fearfully spotty lately, too. You know, I'm learning to jump off trams when they're going. My people are awfully delighted about that. You know, my people are all good people, not much money, but a lot of breed about it, you know. And of course, my latest bit of devilment is I'm learning to swish. I can see you've evidently not heard about that. It's supposed to be the correct thing to do, and the latest. I'll explain the thing to you. It's quite simple. Let's say now, for instance, if you're out walking and meet a lady in the street, sort of, had a girl, well, good day. Swish. You see, it's done with a little flick of the cane like that. I forgot to ask you how your mother is. Oh, dear, dear, yes. Well, I'm delighted to hear that, because she was very seedy about this time last year. It would be, yes. Oh, I'm so glad she's better. You'll tell her so from there, won't you? Pardon? Oh, yes. I should like to very much. When is it? Next Thursday. I'm afraid next... Oh, I see. Not until the evening. Oh, I could manage that splendidly. And I should love to come. I simply love to. All right. In the meantime, remember me very kindly to our mother and say how delighted I am to think that she's recovered. All right, on Thursday at 8:30. All right, I'll be there. Well, goodbye. Swish. Each year with our Sunday school children we go for a day in the country, as no doubt you know. And while all the dear little lambs are at play, with the sweet lady teachers we wander away. One day dear Miss Thomas came running to me and said, I've got something for you after tea. So I blushed as she said with a blush, 'tis a nice rosy apple I've got. Then I suddenly thought of poor Adam and said, tempt me not.